Radio.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellet. Pull back for stocks with the Dow, the S&P, and NASDAQ all declining. S&P down 3 to 2353. That's a drop of 0.1%. The Dow down 6, a drop of less than 0.1%. A little change right at the close there. The Dow ending the session at 20,651. NASDAQ down 14 to 5866, down 0.2%. Gold rallying 21.50 the ounce to 1275, up 1.75%. The 10-year up 18/32nds at yield 2.30%. And crude oil closing above $53 a barrel, $53.28, up 20 cents, a gain there of 0.4%. I'm Charlie Pellet. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellet. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets because this is Bloomberg Radio.
You can't help me if you can't help yourself. You better make a layup.
The Tesla, fantastic ride. Yeah, sure, if the drivetrain isn't broken. It's one of the problems that Ben Callow and I don't get to talk enough about. Ben Callow is a terrific analyst at Baird, whom I love to spar with over this name Tesla that you are recommending here at these elevated levels. Am I playing good cop or bad cop here?
Hey, Corey, it's good to talk to you. I thought they were elevated levels at 35 when I was recommending it.
They were. it can only go down to zero, it can go up to infinity. Why do you think it's going to go up?
So I think that we've been framing it, or I've been framing it incorrectly over the past year. We did make it our best pick for this year, and that's not to say that I haven't made terrible picks, over my career. But I do think that we've been looking at this. Is it, can it go to 350 or can it go to 150 or maybe you say zero? And I do think that there is a case to be made where you have them taking market share from Detroit, from Germany, but you also have them taking market share from utility providers and stationary storage. And then you have a valuation on Uber, you have a valuation on a Mobileye that was bought by Intel, and does that become a part of the equation? And then do you get into things that we don't really know about what are going on in those walls there at Tesla? That goes back to the Bay Area where you live. It's attracting all kinds of talent from top Ivy League schools or PhD programs, and I think Tesla's doing the best job out there of attracting that talent.
So let's take that apart in a few ways. So what's your estimate for revenues from the battery business for, let's say, this calendar year?
So I think that the battery business will hit about a $1 billion run rate in the second half of next year. We're about a half of that for this year.
So you think you have $500 million in battery sales from a business that right now is what? Like, how big is that industry right now?
Right now, the industry is Tesla and maybe two other players.
Okay, because I've seen competition. Some reports say there's as many as 30 or 40 players, but I guess it depends on how you define the battery business.
I was saying that the people who actually sell product.
Right, I'm too. But in any case, there is competition out there. I guess there's competition for electric cars too. I mean, GM's got this cool little $35,000 electric hybrid on the market right now.
Wait, Corey.
Yes.
I mean, it's not really that cool.
It's cool.
That's not the
It looks like a roller skate, and I have terrible choice and taste in cars. I will absolutely admit that as listeners of the show know.
I don't even have one, so.
So let's say, what do you drive, by the way? You don't drive a Tesla?
I don't own a car.
I'm all for that. Let's think about the Mobileye argument here. So, I'll play bad cop just because it's more fun that way. Mobileye owns their technology for driverless cars. Tesla doesn't. Tesla buys products from people like Mobileye. So you can understand why the arm supplier might be more valuable than the army itself.
Well, they broke their agreement with Mobileye, and it was likely because Elon was pushing it faster than Mobileye wanted, and he had some of Mobileye's other customers saying that we don't want the risk of of Tesla doing this when we're still in early stages of adopting the product. And so but Tesla's developing their own software. They do use hardware from other players, but it's really the software that counts.
Now, Tesla burned through, about, I think, off the top of my mind, I think it was either $940 or $960 million in the fourth quarter in terms of free cash flow burn. They've said that they're going to have to spend between $2 and $2.5 billion before July. Of course, the cars aren't supposed to ship until a while after that. So I wonder what you expect cash flow burn to be in the first quarter and in the second quarter.
I think the argument, and it's a valid argument, is that Tesla requires the capital markets to be open to fund their growth. You know, one of the biggest feedback items that I got after their most recent equity and convert deal was the deal was too small from their investors, and they want this to be, you know, the overhang to be finished. One of the good things about a smaller deal is that you have investors, you know, pick your long only, your top 10 investors, plus now we have this 10 cent involved there. They have to round up their positions in the open market, and I think that that's what we've seen. You know, one interesting thing is the short interest just came out today, and short interest actually went up in the midst of this stock going straight up in the short spaces. And these are some of these people are my friends, but it's a dangerous place to be right now, as we, you know, we're in the middle of April, and you know your year's gotten crushed by Tesla going straight up in your face.
Yeah, and it's 26% of the float is sold short, which isn't massive, but it's a pretty sizable short position. For this company, you know, academically, we know the companies with high short interest underperform other stocks. It certainly hasn't, but it only eventually. And I think that's part of the point here. And I'll agree with you too that the markets seem to be open to Tesla no matter how much money they burn through, that the bankruptcy risk is there if you do the math, except they're able to keep going out and raising more and more money.
So I say that the biggest risk is that if somehow you alienate your investors, that's one of the biggest risks. I don't think that the timing of the SolarCity deal was very well understood. I covered both companies. I don't think that it was met with a lot of fanfare. I think investors stepped up to the plate and said, you know, in Elon we trust, and they bought and they approved the deal. I don't know if you can continue to do that the type of the acquisition or other.
So if Tesla were to roll up his SpaceX or his Hyperloop or something
like that happens where people don't understand and they don't want to pony up cash. Right now, though, I think that it's one of the only type of growth stories of its market cap that you have that growth opportunity outside of Facebook. And so, you know, investors, I hate to steal this phrase from anyone else, but they can't ignore it any longer. It is a large cap growth opportunity. It's an infrastructure play in a lot of different ways. And people like to believe in Elon.
Isn't that the truth? Ben Callow from Baird, thank you very much. You listen to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.